Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel talking about the latest cattle markets. Daryl in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, Beef Checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movie marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season. So literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today. We're talking cattle markets here in the fall season of 2020. And, you know, 2020 has been a weird year. The cattle markets were kind of starting to get a little bit back to maybe a little bit more, quote unquote, normal as we got into the early part of fall. But then came the ice storm, and that changed everything. A couple of directions, first down and then back up.
You know, cattle markets were drifting lower through October, and the early winter storm the last week of October really, you know, put a pronounced seasonal low in. In fact, many auctions were closed in Oklahoma that week as a result of the ice. Since then, we've actually seen a pretty sharp rebound in cattle markets. Of course, one of the things that came with the storm was some excellent and very timely moisture for our wheat pasture. And so we've seen a very strong rebound in these feeder cattle markets the past couple of weeks.
So I guess you might say solid moisture, bad. Liquid moisture, good. As far as prospects for our 2020, early 2021 wheat pasture. And that scenario this year is turning out to be good news for calf producers selling in to a rising market.
You know, again, the sharp bounce back in the markets is great for cow-calf producers selling calves. Auction volumes will probably be good through November and into early December. In fact, the volumes were low in October, I think partly because producers were waiting / hoping for some better prices, and we're seeing those now.
A good example of what Dr. Daryl Peel talking about, Oklahoma National Stockyards at the start of this week, over 13,000 head. They were backed up overnight for sure, getting into the market. And the calf trade, well, we had steer calves $4 to $8 higher, heifer calves steady to $2 higher. Now the lightweight, under 500-pound steer and heifer calves were selling as much as $10 to $15 higher at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Demand was called very good for steer calves, moderate for the heifers. All in all, the cow-calf folks bringing their calves to town, finding some great demand, and stocker operators busy trying to fill their needs for green grass that's now available.
Well, on the stocker side, of course, many of those calves are being bought potentially by stocker producers. The higher prices changes the budget situation. Stocker budgets have been all over the place this fall with the variability we've seen in the feeder cattle markets, the calf prices in particular. And also, if you look at the futures markets for next spring that you might be pricing against, they've also been quite volatile up and down. So the budgets really are something that have to be looked at on a very regular basis.
Dr. Daryl Peel, on those stocker cattle budgets, you've got to have a sharp pencil always as you deal with stocker cattle, bringing them in and trying to get them sold at the right money. Now, let's switch gears if we might. Dr. Peel, let's talk a little bit about where we are with beef demand. What do you see as we wrap up the old year and head into 2021?
You know, going into the last part of the year, I've had some concerns about sort of winter beef demand, if you will. Wintertime, we tend to focus a bit more on food service, restaurant side, if you will. And it's kind of a mixed bag. Ribeyes are very popular for the Christmas, New Year's holidays, and a lot of that buying takes place in November. And so far, we've actually seen, ribeyes follow a pretty seasonal trend, and they're actually holding pretty close to year-ago levels. On the other hand, if you look at something like tenderloins, which is almost exclusively a food service item, those prices are running about 25% below a year ago. So, and of course, now we've got additional threats with the potential for more restrictions on food service with, you know, some resurging of the pandemic. And also wintertime is going to further restrict restaurants in terms of outdoor seating and that sort of thing. So we do have some demand challenges going forward.
Extension livestock market economist, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.